Yes.
Coming at you on KBOO, Portland, Oregon.
Don't know what to get your loved ones this season? Check out kboo.fm/merch and snag some KBOO swag to support community media in style. While you're shopping for gifts, you can make donations to help support KBOO's $75,000 goal for our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign. Now through December 31st.
There's something missing and I'm lit and I got something to say. Oh yeah. All of the witches and the demons better get out my way.
Good evening. You're listening to Transpositive here on KBOO Community Radio. And today we're talking with Jade Peterson and Jeff about the upcoming Winter Music Fest, Happy Holidays. Jade and Jeff, welcome to Transpositive.
Hi, thank you. We're really happy to be doing this interview and being a part of the show.
Great. So you've got an event coming up. It's been organized through your Is it your production company, Mortal Girl?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. So tell me about it. Tell me what's happening.
So we're throwing a two-day winter music festival. It's called Happy Holidays Winter Music Fest. And it essentially is a two-day DIY music festival in order to celebrate queer community. We have a bunch of like amazing queer artists playing and also some other just DIY artists from the scene. It's a really great lineup of 14 awesome artists. And we'll be having vendors. And it's just going to be generally a great, joyful music festival to celebrate queer community. And we're doing it to raise money for Rainbow Railroad, which is a great queer organization that helps queer people who are in dangerous situations around the world get to safer situations. So it's a great organization we're raising money for, and it's great bands we're promoting. So we're just really excited to be putting on a really cool event for the community.
Yeah. And this is Mortal Girl's first community event that we're ever putting on. So this is our debut event. And we're very, very excited for this event to be our debut event, because this is a quite a passion project for the both of us. We're doing really good work.
That's so fantastic. So tell me, let's get to the details first, and then we'll go over it again some more during the show. But so where's Happy Holidays Winter Music Fest going to be happening?
Yeah, it's going to be happening at Misfits Bar and Lounge on 82nd Avenue. It's going to be on December 12th and 13th. The doors will be at 6:30 both nights, and music will be starting at 7:30. And it'll be going into, I believe, about 1
a.m. Yeah, it's going to be going late into the night. So it's a full long night of really great music.
Yeah.
Great. Is that like a queer hangout?
Yeah,
it is.
So Misfits, it's a gay bar. They throw lots of great events. They have drag performances there a lot. They have lots of great live local music. It's a really cool gay bar. So we're really excited to be collaborating with them on this. It's like a place we like to go, and it's a great place to hang out with your friends. And, you know, queer bars are obviously always such a big part of queer culture. So it's great to be able to be throwing it at one of the great gay bars here in Portland.
Right, yeah.
And so tell me, what inspired you to put on this music festival?
I think I'd been wanting to throw a festival somewhat like this for a while. And I think, like, things are kind of in the climate right now. They're feeling we're all feeling a little shaky with the current, like, political climate and a lot of the stuff going on. So I felt it was important to try and, like, bring together people to have an event like this, like, and I really wanted to create a kind of do a charity event. I think it's important to, like, music, a lot of these artists are like DIY artists, which is, you know, do it yourself, which is kind of the ethos of with creativity and the creative process of, like, not going to these big, like, corporations to get funding or anything and just doing it yourself. So I think I kind of wanted to approach that with also, like, raising money for an organization where we just kind of wanted to be like, you know what, let's just do it. We want to do something good. We want to do something where we, like, raise some money for an organization we think is important. Let's just go. Let's just do it. And we know so many great people in the scene. So we were like, let's get together our friends and our community members to do this. And especially at a time when there's a lot of, like, for me, at least personally, where there's a lot of discourse and a lot of just, I don't know, everyone feels very not sure where to put our energy. So just finding somewhere to put your energy, I think, was important for me at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about some of the acts. It's just, you know, your brochure looks fantastic. It looks like you've got 12 or 13 separate performers over 2 days. Tell me about some of them.
Yeah, we got some great artists. I mean, I'm playing, I'm Jade Peters, so I'm playing a bunch of my songs. I'm obviously a queer artist, and I'm excited to play some music. I make, like, pop music and stuff that's inspired by my life, and it's always fun to dance to and vibe out with. We have Exciting Excellent, who I just went on tour with, who is so, so awesome. Exciting Excellent is an emo chiptune artist, so she combines music from, like, literally she uses a Game Boy to create her music and programs it alongside of, like, Midwestern emo music. It's such a fun and cool combination. It's, like, seriously an amazing live show, so you won't want to miss Exciting Excellent. And then we have Evelyn Gray, who's awesome, who just put out a record that is really, really cool and really great called I've Been Fighting for My Life, which is just this very powerful record that kind of delves into, like, queer rage and the trans experience, and it's a very powerful listen, so I'd highly recommend taking a listen to that. We got so many great artists.
Yeah, we have a lot of good artists. We have one also really cool band that I am a huge fan of that we're doing is Heavenscape, and they're like almost like a country rock. They describe themselves as like a Shania Twain mix with, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtracks.
A lot of different really cool stuff. Yeah. So
Tell me about the group Tell Me I'm Good, Tell Me I'm Pretty.
Oh yeah, Tell Me I'm Good, Tell Me I'm Pretty. They're really awesome. They're putting out something really soon, I believe they're putting out, let me just double check what they're putting out. I believe they're working on, like, a magical girl rock opera, if I remember correctly. They're really cool. I've played with them live before. They're such an awesome band. They're
Oh my God, hold on. I know these people. No, is that Angel?
they're so great. Yeah, when I saw them live, I was so blown away by them. They put on such a good live show. They a single out called I believe Approaching Green Hill Zone, and that song is such a banger, and it's so cool. It's such a great song. So that's one I love. Yeah, I'm excited for them to put out more stuff. They're really cool.
That's so funny. Yeah. So what about let's see, Shauna Pear. Tell me about Shauna Pear.
Shauna Pear is cool. Here, let me see how they describe themselves so I can make sure that I'm giving them the right. But it's like Shauna Pear, they're really cool. It like combines like new wave music with like shoegaze and disco. Like their tracks are really funky, and they kind of have almost a, I don't know, I want to say a bit of an old school vibe in a way, but they're very cool, they're very groovy, very fun. I'm really excited for their set. They were one of the artists that I was really excited that we booked. Shauna Pear is awesome.
Is everybody, is it mostly music? Is there anything else besides music?
We do have some art vendors that we plan on having come and sell art at booths set up. We're still in the process of booking them currently, so we don't have like a final list of that.
Yeah, but we
But
should have some really good art vendors too. Like we'll be having some people like selling earrings and some other cool queer trinkets. So if you're looking for getting something during the holiday season, there'll be cool queer art to buy. So yeah, it's music focused, I would say, but there's going to be a lot of different genres of stuff and definitely some artists that bring in like performance art into it. Like Evelyn Gray, she's obviously a super talented musician, but her set definitely has a lot of performance artist aspects. It's hard to describe if you don't see it live, but she puts on a very powerful performance.
As does Heaven's Gate. They are one of the most entertaining local bands I have ever seen. Like I've seen in Portland. They really know how to captivate an audience, and they just do such a good job of putting on a performance.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like so. It really sounds like a lot of fun, honestly, more than anything.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of this
Kind of
festival.
sounds like a lot of these people are friends. It's just like going and hanging out with your friends, kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of the energy we want to put out. It's like it feels just welcoming to like just a lot of queer people or people in the local community just coming together and hanging out with your buds, seeing like cool art being sold and hearing your friends play music. And or if you're not friends with them, they're very friendly people and you can get to know them afterwards.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that
And
was
I
such a cool set. Let me go talk to them.
yeah. I think we've come like throwing house shows and stuff. So we're always like throwing parties and stuff that involve like our friends who are musicians and just like the queer community in general. So this is our us starting to throw things at venues and stuff too. So I think it's the community aspect's really important. And I think also the kind of the queer joy aspect of this is really important because when stuff is feeling kind of like messed up in the world and stuff's feeling kind of difficult and hard and we're trying to find where to put our energy, it's I think really good to be putting it towards your community and friends and making new friends and just spending the holiday season celebrating queer joy, because like some people might be feeling kind of weird around the holiday season or feeling a little blue with the holiday season because it can be difficult for some folks. So I think we wanted to create a space where you can like spend time with your like chosen family too.
Right, exactly.
Now tell me about the group Culture Cat. What do they do?
Oh, Culture Cat is awesome. So they make like indie pop music that's like mixed with theater kid, kind of quirky energy. They're really great. They're super dynamic on stage. They're always like wearing cat ears when they perform. So they're a really quirky group, but they have like a really fun, quirky sound, and they're just wonderful, nice, lovely people. And we're super excited for their set because it's like, yeah, it's like indie pop meets like theater kid energy with like just fun, catchy lyrics and just a groovy vibe. So they're super awesome.
Great. Now, tell me the lineup for the different nights. You have two nights, and what's the lineup going to be?
Yeah, give us just one second on that. We got the lineup right here. Because we have about one
We're
second.
talking with Jade with Jade and Jeff about the Happy Holiday Winter Music Fest that's going to be happening in December at Misfits Bar and Lounge, featuring mostly queer performers. So. Yeah, tell us about the lineup.
Yeah,
it is.
Sorry, we're just pulling it up. Rechanged it up a little bit, but we got the final lineup here. So on Thursday, we got Exciting Excellent, who we were talking about earlier, emo chiptune. We got Tradie, awesome, cool artist. Yeah. How would you describe Tradie?
Tradie,
kind of like indie alternative.
Put on a good show for sure.
We got Wet Velvet. We got
Saoirse Dream.
Saoirse Dream, another
fantastic hyper pop adjacent artist. Really cool.
Should I curse
them?
I know you probably can't do that with radio. But we have Saoirse Dream, who is amazing hyper pop artist. If you haven't heard Saoirse Dream, like, this is an amazing, amazing queer artist who's just rising in the hyper pop scene. So this is a person I think is going to be really big in a few years.
But oh yeah,
Saoirse Dream is playing. I'm playing again, kind of indie pop vibes. We have Woe Nelly, who super exciting. It's going to be their debut show. They're kind of a genre fusion, so they're really exciting. And then Riesi Arachne. They just
Also, new project, I believe.
New
right?
project.
Yeah.
They're really, really cool. They are an experimental act, and they're going to be playing with the violin and like lute pedals, and it's going to be really interesting and cool. And then on Friday, we got an amazing lineup too. We have Tell Me I'm Good, Tell Me I'm Pretty. We have Shauna Pear. We have Simple Shapes.
Simple Shapes is also a really fun, like rock, like kind of moody, but you know, like groovy, dancey band. They put on a really good show as well, so that's I'm really excited to see them on Friday.
And then we have Heaven's Gate on Friday. We have Culture Cat, Jewelry Exchange, and Evelyn Gray. So just a really, really stacked lineup of some of like the best people in the DIY scene here, I feel.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yeah.
That's so fantastic. So like, tell me about the artist Shauna Pear. What do they do?
I think we were talking about Shauna Pear earlier, but they have that kind of old school, sometimes disco vibe that's got like this funky, great vibe to it. There's a bit of new wave, a bit of shoegaze, another really super dynamic and cool performer.
Great. And I don't know if I'd asked about Wet Velvet.
Ooh, Wet Velvet, they're also really awesome. They're going to be bringing some of the more like angsty vibes to the show. They have kind of this gothic post-punk kind of vibe. So they're really cool, really interesting. They have a really cool record out called The Spaces Between, which is really awesome. So you can check them out on Bandcamp. You can check out all of these artists pretty much on Spotify, and a lot of them are super great, and some of them have put out some like amazing records.
And what about Simple Shapes?
Simple Shapes is like I would describe them personally as just like a really like just this kind of dancey indie rock. They put on a good rock show. They're very entertaining. I'm not sure if they've. I feel like they're putting out new. They have put out new music recently. I believe I
project was they've put out
a lot of good music though.
A lot of good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very entertaining band for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it what do you think it is that makes somebody a queer performer? I mean, is it that they self-identify as queer? Is that how you know that they're a queer performer?
I guess self-identifying as a queer performer, like a lot of these artists are very openly queer and talk about it a lot. And then there's a few artists on this bill who aren't specifically queer, but are just like very much kind of part of the queer community, or might have one or two queer members in the band.
Yeah, work with a lot of queer artists, have done a lot of good work in the community.
Who are like really pushing for it. A lot of them are just, I think, they're just simply people we know who are like, yeah, we know you're very openly gay or very openly queer or very openly part of the community. So I think,
and they're very respectful of an event like this being a queer space.
Yeah. And wanting to
or a queer centric space, I guess.
What at this time, what does it mean to you personally to put together a queer music festival? You know, with the recent election, it seems like there's going to be a lot of negative, there's going to be basically a backlash against the queer community. I mean, transgender people are looking at, you know, there's already discussion that on day one of the upcoming administration, they're going to kick out all of the transgender service members in the U.S. military. That's about 15,000 people. They're going to eliminate funding for Medicare and Medicaid coverage for transgender folks at the federal level, which is going to affect a vast majority of transgender people get their health care through Medicare or Medicaid. There's also a threat of altering, like forcing through legislation at the national level that's going to change identity documents and remove non-binary documents and also require federal documents to match a birth certificate. And of course, in schools, there are threats of prosecuting doctors who provide care for transgender kids or who offer any kind of medical services, and also like denying any kind of federal funding for schools that provide programming or support in any way that acknowledges the reality of gender identity. And then, of course, there's also a real concern that on the Supreme Court level that that queer marriage is going to be challenged in the same way that Roe was challenged, and that for folks who have a uterus and you know, have the ability to choose whether or not they want to have a child, that you know, they're all of their reproductive rights are basically going to be denied at the federal level. So there's all of these different attacks on, you know, on queer folks, on trans folks, and on people who reproduce that are really kind of scary right now, in addition to the underlying kind of threat of violence that all of this seems to imply toward queer people and toward our queer futures. So at a time like this, what does it mean to you to put on an event that really affirms queer identity?
I think it's really important for the queer community, like even especially how dark stuff is feeling, to still know that we have each other's backs and that we still have our community's backs. And I think it does feel surreal to be putting this on a little bit with everything going on, but I also feel really glad and happy that we kind of have this community event that we're working towards, because you know, it's hard to know what you can do in like these in this situation, and how you can at least put a little bit of your energy or like move stuff towards a more in the right direction. So I think it's very important to invest in your community and invest into the people around you in your life. And I mean, I think all of that is super important. And also it's important for us because we're wanting to raise this money too for Rainbow Railroad, which helps people escape from state-sponsored violence and like places where it's very unsafe. So they help people all across the world. But, you know, if stuff starts getting much worse in the U.S., which it unfortunately... there's a lot of concern about that. Hopefully these are organizations that will be able to help people out and serve as a protective force to help people still be able to, you know, be safe. So it's very important, I think, to connect to your community and to do what you can to push back against these very oppressive and very honestly evil forces that are trying to erase queer people, because we're not going anywhere.
Right. Nope. We're here.
No. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Jeff?
I think India covered a lot of great things, but yeah, I was just going to mention, I think, yeah, especially with how things are looking in our political climate, I think it's really important to have a queer-centric event where we're platforming amazing queer artists, a lot of queer creatives.
A lot of trans artists, too,
yeah, and who are just... who are out here living their lives and letting people know that their lives are very important and they're doing amazing things in their lives. And I think this event is, especially with how things are going right now around, like just around us, this event is a very just important for the local community to be a part of.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to, even when times are feeling really dark, to take stock of queer joy and queer community. Mm-hmm. I mean, this month has been very strange for me because I was on tour with Exciting Excellent right after this election happened. And, you know, we were all feeling really heavy and really dark with it. But it was also very wonderful to be able to go and play shows to a queer audience and feel affirmed that we're all still here and we're... our community is strong, and you know, even with all this dark stuff going on, we're still gonna be here, and we're still gonna be playing music. We're still gonna be experiencing joy, and we're gonna persist because we're a strong bunch of people.
Yeah,
that's great. The Rainbow Railroad. It's a global nonprofit. It helps out in apparently, I guess, in about 70 countries in the or no 70 countries around the world. Same-sex relationships are criminalized and they're rendered illegal. People are prosecuted for them. So the Rainbow Railroad helps people out of those countries and into places where they're safe. Unfortunately, here in the U.S., it's becoming more so that it's not safe to be in certain parts of the U.S. And there's actually travel advisories for certain states in the U.S. and we're seeing a lot of migration, people moving from some parts of the U.S. to other parts for their own safety. And there's lots and lots of migration of people trying to move out of different parts of the world where they're not safe into parts of the world where they are safe. We've had a lot of shows like this on Transpositive. Tell me about why you support the Rainbow Railroad and why did you choose Rainbow Railroad as the recipient of funds from this event that you're organizing?
I think we were looking for a queer organization that we felt was really doing good work. So we looked around a little bit and we kind of came across Rainbow Railroad and we really connected with the work that they were doing. We thought it was really positive and really good. So I think the queer community is global, right? So it extends so far beyond just us to all these different people in the world. So it's really wonderful to be able to give some money to an organization that connects a lot of different activism throughout the world. And I think in a time where queer safety feels so shaky, or there's a lot of forces that are making us feel very, very shaky on it, I think it's really good to have these organizations that help supply tangible support to queer people to get tangible safety and the tangible ability to be safe. Mm-hmm. And they're a very established organization. They're doing really good work. And I think, yeah, it's something that I think is very important that all queer people should be able to feel safe and be safe.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since 2006, the Rainbow Railroad has helped to relocate more than 18,500 queer and trans people who were forcibly displaced from their homes due to domestic violence or fears of threat to their own personal safety. And here in the U.S., I guess a lot of people, as I said earlier, are really concerned right now. They're especially in certain parts of the country, I mean, there's a lot of concern. Do you experience concern here in Portland? Do you feel pretty safe here in Portland? Are you hearing stories from people wanting to come to Portland?
I mean, I can let you talk as well. I mean, I feel a mixed bag on it. I mean, Portland is obviously a very, it's a very queer, there's a large queer community here. So I grew up in Arizona. So being in Arizona compared to being here, Portland is a much more welcoming and open place, I would say. It is, there's a lot of queer people, and there's a lot of really strong community, and there's a lot of really strong social networks here, which are really amazing. I mean, I think everyone's feeling really shaky, or at least most people are feeling pretty shaky if you're in the queer community right now. It's hard to feel truly safe with this stuff going on. This stuff is definitely, it definitely shakes me quite intensely, and there's a level of dread and fear, and not just with queer people, but also my female friends who are, having to be very fearful about their reproductive rights. Like, I've had friends kind of trying to get in to make emergency doctor's appointments because they're scared about their healthcare getting taken away. And I've had a lot of friends be very, very fearful about this stuff. And, it definitely makes you feel scared. I try to push back against it in myself and just be like, no, we're here to stay. And, I'm still queer in here and staying strong. So I try to be an optimistic person, but it's definitely heavy on all of us.
So, let's get back to the music then. I guess, I mean, the music is really an important part of just celebrating life and, just, I mean, maybe kind of stepping away from this negative political stuff that's happening and, kind of stepping into a space where queer people are celebrated. Tell me again about the event. We're in, like, at the top of the half hour. So tell me again about the event that's happening.
So it is a 2-day music festival called Happy Holidays Winter Music Fest. It's happening on December 12th and December 13th. So it's a 2-day festival at Misfits, which is a bar and lounge. We
A
have
queer bar and lounge.
queer bar and lounge. We have we have 14 amazing performers, most of which are queer. There are so many trans performers. There are so many just queer bands with like a variety of different identities. It's just going to be this celebration of queer art. We're going to hopefully have some amazing vendors, and it's just going to be a great time to celebrate community, celebrate queer art, and yeah, I think it is good. I think it's going to be a really, really good time.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, great. Would either of you care to share anything about your own personal coming out stories?
I guess I can share a little bit about mine. I grew up in, I'm not from Portland. I grew up in Tennessee, actually, which is one of the most conservative areas in the country. And I remember I came out when I was, I came out as gay when I was 16. And I remember it being like, it was so interesting because I remember I thought it was going to be all sudden and like I thought like, oh, but you just come out like once and then it's like that's the big thing. And then I remember a big part of my experience that I reflect on is it's like a continuing to come out to and like when you're entering any new kind of space in a lot of different ways that I didn't think I was going to have to before. And I remember navigating that was so it was a lot to work through. And especially in like a having to once I did come out the first time, having to navigate in a super conservative and not very in a super conservative state where there's a lot of spaces that where it's not safe for you to come out as queer in any capacity, and like having to analyze like, oh, is this like a situation where I can quote act gay, I guess, or even like share anything, like any personal stories about myself that would let this person know I was gay. And so, yeah, there was a lot of just having to grow comfortable with navigating how I would come out to people from then onward. And and it's still, I feel like, too, as I come to learn, it's the rest of your life. You come mm-hmm. out in spaces, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really identify with that as well, because it's, you kind of have to you have to continuously establish yourself as a queer person in mm-hmm. every new space you enter. I mean, I'm pretty femme, and a lot of people presume I'm straight quite off the bat. When I'm not, I'm a lesbian, and it's very, you kind of constantly are having to assert yourself as a queer person, and which is something you kind of end up having to get used to and feel comfortable doing. And mm-hmm. it's strange in these times, right, where stuff is getting a little more unsafe feeling, or a little more, it's feeling a little harder. It's feeling a little more, the winds are feeling a little weird. So it's definitely, it can be a hard process to, even with those forces pressing on you, self, still establish yourself as, no, I'm a queer person, I'm mm-hmm. here, this is a distinct part of my identity, and we're not going back on any of our rights, we're not going back on any of this shit, like, we exist, we're here, we're not invisible.
Yeah, and also, I'll just add on, I remember, I reflect a lot on what my experiences were like coming out as a gay man, or I was 16, so I guess like a gay kid at first, and then at 22 I came out as non-binary, and then I remember that feeling very different, because that was it was like a new part of my queer identity that I was discovering, and coming out in that capacity also felt very different. Well, one, because I was an adult by that point, but also it felt very different than coming out as gay, because it's completely different than just being gay. And also that is still a thing where I every time I'm like entering a new space or of some sort, I will navigate, do I like let this person know I'm non-binary? Is that safe to do? Is that something I feel is necessary to do right now? And it's so just the balancing all of that is continuous work, I would say. Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. I'm curious about the queer music scene here in Portland. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about the queer music scene here? How do you all get to know each other? I mean, is there like is it a pretty active scene?
I would say it's very active scene. I got to know a lot of these artists that we're working with by just going out to shows. I mean, if there's anyone out there who's like feeling isolated and like wants to make more friends and wants to be more connected to their community, I really recommend going out to gigs, going out to shows. There are so many great local bands and so many great local queer artists, and a lot of them play really great shows. And I mean, that's how I've made most of my friends, and most of the people I really care about and love has been through music and through these shows and going out to gigs and going out to shows. There's so many fantastic artists in this scene, and so many fantastic people who come to shows. I think Portland has a really great and fantastic music scene, and there's so many like amazing like trans performers in the music scene, which so many of them I just like admire so much, and I think they're such like fantastic artists. And there's so many cool people pushing like the envelope with music, like sonically. There's a really lovely and healthy scene here in Portland, and I think there are so many great people. And yeah, I think it's very important to invest in real life communities, because I think our generation,
we're roughly the same age.
Yeah, with our 20s, I think there's a level of people being very drenched in like online communities, and a lot of queer people connect to their communities online, which has a lot of positive elements too. But I think it is equally, if not more important, to connect with people in real life and to make sure you're sharing physical space with people and sharing physical space with people who've had similar life experiences as you or similar interests or just similar people, like people who or people who are a little different from you. That's cool too. I mean, I think it's just important to make friends and be out there and to have people who have your back, especially when stuff is like getting a little shaky. Like, it's really good to have good, to make sure you're investing your time into good people and having good friends, because there's so many people out there who will love you and who are wonderful. And yeah, the music scene is a great place to meet people and to...
Oh, absolutely.
And there's so much good music here.
Oh, there's so much good music. Yeah, yeah.
So how do... I mean, in addition to your event, the Happy Holidays Winter Music Fest, where else do people go to, like, kind of connect with the queer music community in Portland? I mean, is there a way to find out about what's going on?
Yeah, totally. There's a lot of good places here. There's one really great Instagram that posts. Here, let me look it up. But there's a great Instagram for gay shows that is posts bands all the time. Let me look at that. But Promote PDX is an Instagram account you can follow that will tell you about some awesome shows that are happening. Mm-hmm. A lot of the smaller bars in town will throw some really great shows, like Seeing What's Up at like
High Watermark.
High Watermark.
Yeah.
Turn.
Yeah.
Or some of the gay bars in town, like Doc Marie's, will sometimes throw really cool stuff. There's lots of great places that just throw really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. The Fixin' too.
Yeah.
These are all places. Mississippi throws really cool stuff. There's lots of places that throw really great stuff. So Promote PDX is a really cool Instagram where they'll post all the shows that are happening that week. So literally any day of the week you want to go see some live music, there is some live music.
Yeah, absolutely. Promote PDX is a big, it's one of the big accounts that I pay attention to. To see which artists are playing any given day of the week.
Also, Queer Music PDX, that's another Instagram account you can follow. They post shows from queer artists and queer musicians. There's some really great music to be heard in town. So those are some places if you're like someone who's like, I want to go see some shows, I don't know where to start. Just check those out. Check out some of the bands. They'll post all of the ones that are playing, and you'll probably find some bands you really, really love.
Yeah.
Just come to the show.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Now tell me about this. So you said that you're a DIY music. I mean, I understand what the word DIY means, but how does it apply to how you're describing either this festival or these artists?
Yeah, totally. So DIY, it's a big kind of idea in the music scene. DIY stands for do it yourself, which means essentially instead of waiting around for permission to throw an event or permission to record a record, you don't wait for someone who is like a big label or a big promoter to give you the money. You just do it yourself. So that kind of leads into this ethos is, if you are a band who is smaller, you're gonna record your record yourself. You're gonna rely on your immediate community. You're gonna rely on your friends to make this music. You're gonna rely on your friends to make this art. It has kind of roots in like punk and just kind of cutting out this middleman who doesn't actually care about the art and just really investing in the art yourself. And it also comes down to how we are throwing this festival. We have some experience in throwing events and stuff. Like, I've promoted back in Arizona, and Jeff here has thrown some amazing house shows.
Yeah.
And so we obviously have some experience, but this is our first time throwing a festival. And instead of being like, let's wait until we have permission from someone to throw this festival, we're like, no, we're going to throw off this festival.
Like, we want to do it.
We're going to book it.
Yeah.
And we're just going to put out the initiative to do it. And I think Yeah, that's kind of the idea of DIY. And I think it also could apply to someone who hasn't been to a lot of shows. If you haven't and you're like, oh, I need a group of friends to go to this event. I needed this or I need... It's like, no, just do it yourself. Just come yourself. Just bring yourself and just bring yourself as you are. And there'll be people there who really are warm towards you and you can make new friends. And just relying and I think having faith in yourself, like not being like, oh, I don't need anyone else, but just like having faith in your ability to get things done is kind of the ethos of it.
Absolutely.
And it's a creative ethos that a lot of artists try and embody, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. That totally makes sense. I mean, I'm really old, so like in my day, we used to call that punk.
Definitely a punk ethos.
Oh, yeah. It has punk origins. That's for sure. And also, it's the fest itself has some punk vibes.
We got some punk bands playing. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. You got some punk bands playing too.
Yeah.
For its specifically Jewelry Exchange is a good band. If you're looking for a good punk band to come see at this event, Jewelry Exchange is a good band. Yeah.
Oh, fun. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Now, how did you two meet? Like, how did you both like kind of get like start working together?
We met on a music video set.
For Non-Binary Girlfriend is the artist that we met. We were both production assistants on a music video.
Yeah. The music video is called Body and it's by Non-Binary Girlfriend and it's a great music video. Yeah. So go check that out if you want to see another really cool queer artist and a really cool piece of queer art.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Tell me about like where can you find some of these folks on like social media? Like, can you see their work or something?
Yeah.
You mentioned Bandcamp earlier, but so you just mentioned this music video that you both worked on. Tell me about that.
Well, I'll let you talk about it a bit.
What about it? I guess the work experience, the video itself.
I mean, the video is great.
The video is great.
It's by our good friend Sadie, who is amazing.
Yeah, the director of the music video is our good friend Sadie Sailor Reese. They are an amazing artist themselves. They do a lot of local film work, and so working with them was fantastic. They're a fantastic person to work with. And it was the crew working on that music video, it was truly like an energy I have not felt like in a workspace before.
Very, very gay too.
Extremely gay.
It was gay on that project. The music video is called, it's for a song called Body, and it's by the band Non-Binary Girlfriend, which you can find on YouTube. Just pop it into YouTube and you should be able
Instagram,
to find it.
Yeah.
It's a really great music video. It's really rewarding to be able to work with people you really admire and people you really like, just as friends, but also as artists. So Sadie is an awesome queer film director and they do a lot of
local film work,
lots of film work and lots of music videos and stuff, so they're awesome. They're the best.
I didn't you know, like I said, I'm so old that I didn't even know people still did music videos. I mean, I remember like when music videos just like first started, like I remember Radio Killed the Video Star. I mean, I remember like the very first, you know, when it was a thing, like this is like the early 80s, you know, and it's like, and then it was a thing for a long time. And then I don't know, like at some point it just wasn't a thing anymore. And I didn't know if people even still did music videos. So it's really cool to hear that they do, because music videos are really fun.
Yeah, they're definitely still a pretty big part of the queer music scene. Just the music scene in general. I don't know why I said the queer music scene. It's just the music scene in general. Yeah. I think like the internet and has really given people a new way of sharing music videos. Like you were saying, it used to be MTV, but like nowadays it's YouTube and people still make some amazing music videos and stuff and use it to promote their bands and promote their music and share their music and combined. I love film. So I love how music videos combined, like both the music and film aspects of things. So I'm hoping to make some music videos this coming year, but I love music videos. So yeah, the internet really has created a new avenue for music videos. So there's some great music videos out there.
So tell me, in the promotional material that you sent out, Jade, like for your promotional piece, you have this like kind of neon halo around you, and you have these weird, like, I don't know, they're like Kodak glasses or something. I don't know what they are. It's like these visor things you're
Yeah, those are VR glasses that I found at a thrift shop when I was for this latest tour. We wanted to make a bunch of images that looked like early 2000s, like those old magazine ads where they're like, it's the future, but it looks corny and cheesy in retrospect. So we had a bunch of those like magazine ads just like taped up, and we were like, this is what we're going to do for the promo images. So we went to the Goodwill and tried to find as much weird old technology as we could, and we found these VR glasses, which are supposed to be used. You're supposed to put, I think, your phone in the glasses, and then it's like, ooh, you're in the Matrix, but I don't think they work very well. We got them for $4. then we put them on me, and we put me in front of a green screen, and we called it a day.
What about you, Jeff? I didn't hear if you were doing anything in the Happy Holidays Winter Music Fest. Are you performing in this?
I am not. No, I myself am not a musician, but I get a lot of joy out of organizing community events, and I have experience in the past of like fundraising and helping organize events for nonprofits. So then. I also have experience of throwing like queer-centric shows that have been at my house. Some house shows under the name WAP House.
And you've had some cool touring acts come through.
We've had a couple touring acts come through in the past, and I've always, and every time, it's been so just invigorating. It's been just an amazing experience for me, and it's something I just want to continue doing, but on a larger scale, possibly.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So getting back to the event, the Happy Holidays Winter Music Festival at Misfits Bar and Lounge, December 12th and 13th. If I was looking for sort of like, I don't know, something that was a little bit, maybe I'm a little bit older like me, you know, and maybe you want something kind of more acoustic now, like maybe your musical tastes have mellowed out a little bit. Do you have anything that's sort of acoustic, maybe more melodic, kind of slower? Anybody like that performing?
People, I don't think we have that many acoustic acts on this one because we really wanted to prioritize some groovy bands. But we do have, I would say that of all the bands, there isn't much acoustic, I'll be honest, but I would say that Simple Shapes sometimes has kind of a, would you say sometimes have, they're not hardcore. Well,
no, they're
not really acoustic. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm trying to find out the most acoustic person on here would be.
Yeah. Everyone, it's music to dance to, vibe to,
We definitely.
Got it.
But there are still seats, so if you can groove in your seat if you're deciding to just kind of chill out.
Yeah,
we love music too, and singer songwriters too. But yeah, it's a bit more heavy in this lineup.
Yeah.
So if you come to this, you should probably plan on doing some dancing.
A little bit.
Yeah. Just
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, that really sounds, what about your name Mortal Girl? How did you get the name Mortal Girl for your production company?
It's actually a reference. We were talking about what we wanted it to be. It is a reference to a queer book called Paul Takes the Form of the Mortal Girl, actually, which was sitting on my desk the entire time we were brainstorming. And then I was like, what if we called ourselves the Mortal Girl? So it's a novel essentially about this shapeshifter who kind of goes through the queer scene, going to a lot of different parties and a lot of different aspects of queer nightlife, all while shaping into different identities and into different people. So I think it's a novel I love, and it's also, I liked the kind of connection to queer nightlife and the kind of, the, I'm trying to think what the right word is, the fluidity of that novel and the fluidity of being able to have events for a variety of different identities and a variety of different aspects of the queer community, and to be able to just kind of, I don't know, to come as you are and to be able to, I don't know, explore yourself and explore your gender or explore whatever you want and feel safe and feel comfortable doing that with people you care about. Yeah, that's kind of the origin of that.
I hear you. Yeah,
book. But it was sitting on my desk the entire time we were brainstorming, and then I just kept being like, "But what if that? What if that could be cool?"
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, it really makes me think about how there's been this evolution, and I mean, like the term queer really encompasses the whole LGBTQIA2S+ community now. And it used to be like back in the day, there was sort of like each group was kind of like in their own sort of little silo, like lesbian, gay, you know, bisexual, transgender. We're all kind of like in our own spaces. But it seems like it's a little more fluid now. I mean, even with people who come out now as queer, I mean, like you both mentioned, you know, your own personal journeys, like you know, like you're gay and then you're non-binary and you didn't, I mean, one is gender identity, the other one is, you know, sexual orientation, but there's kind of like movement between those places. You mentioned, Jade, you know, that you identify as queer, but also as lesbian. So it's like, you know, that fluidity, it seems like there's a little bit more fluidity, you know, nowadays, maybe than there was, say, like 40 years ago. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd say I feel like it's as like a, as the communities, I guess, are just growing and organizing more. There's a lot more a lot of overlap, and there's a lot of more room for exploration of those identities now compared to previously. And so that has contributed to a lot of the meshing things together and coming together. It's like, well, we should just, it's like we should have our own separate like things that we are or are a part of, but we're also together, we have this identity of queer where we have these characteristics that are very similar to one another.
And I think also it's good to not put yourself into too intensely of a box, because you're like, in moving away from straightness, you don't want to be putting yourself into a new box of where you're like, oh, my identity is this, and this is the only thing it can be, and I can only hang out with people who have had the same life experience. I think there's a lot of value in giving yourself room to explore different parts of yourself, and, you know, to be like, I'm not straight, I'm definitely not straight, and I know this about myself, but there's, you know, there's room for flexibility on stuff, and there's room for flexibility on your gender or your gender presentation or your gender identity. There's room for flexibility on all of this stuff, and it's good to give yourself the ability to do that, and it's good to spend time with people who've had different experiences than yours, a different, similar but different. It's like we're all in the same family of queer people, but we've all had kind of different experiences with it, and it's good to rely on each other and to learn from each other and to celebrate the ways we're different and celebrate the ways that we're the same, and just we're all here for each other. And yeah, there's so many great people in the queer community of a variety of different identities.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds so great. Well, we're just about out of time, so tell us one more time about the event. Happy Holidays. By the way, who came up with the title Happy Holidays? I love that.
It was me. I came up with it.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, you should trademark that if it hasn't been trademarked yet.
Oh, we should. Yeah. Happy Holidays Winter Music Festival. Yep. December 12th and 13th at Misfits Bar and Lounge.
Yeah. 2-day music festival, 14 amazing artists. It's going to be a really great time. So we're really excited for it. We hope to see a bunch of people there. We think it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
Come out, celebrate queer joy, celebrate your chosen family, and listen to some really, really awesome queer artists.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if people want to find out more about it,
yeah,
where can they go to find out more about it?
Yeah, misfits.com is where you can buy tickets, and they're on a sliding scale as well. So if you are on a budget, you can choose a cheaper option for the tickets, or if you want to give a bit more to the organization, because again, this is in support of Rainbow Railroad, which is a queer organization that helps queer people get to safety who are in unsafe situations. If you want to give more to the organization, you can choose to spend a little more on your ticket, but that choice is up to you. We wanted to do it that way so that everyone could afford to come. And yeah, you can find out more on misfits.com, which is where you can buy the tickets. You can also find out more on our social media on Instagram, where Mortal Girl Presents. And you can also find out more on Misfits' Instagram, which is, I believe, just Misfits PDX, I believe. So
yes,
those are all places you can find out more info. But yeah, misfits.com is where you can get your tickets.
Great. Well, Jade, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us tonight on Transpositive.
Yeah, thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you so much for having us. It's really lovely to be here.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Hi, this is Emma. I am a co-host of Transpositive. At KBOO, we prove every day that people-powered radio has the ability to bring us together across distances and give us hope when we feel despair. Your friends at KBOO want to remind you that generosity has the same power. Join thousands of KBOO supporters from all around the world, and let's rally together to build stronger communities. If you can, just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to this number 44321. And thanks so much for your support of KBOO Community Radio. Bedroom surprise.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM.
You're listening to KBOO's Catalog of Connections year-end campaign, where we bring you a range of community-oriented programming built by community members like you.
Help KBOO reach our $75,000 goal by December.